basically, you see, in our life, when we go from one body to another body, there are the past karma, it comes to us at different levels. So if you consider the karma to be like a tank, so some water is going into a tank, some water is coming out of the tank. And apart from that, there's accumulated water over there. So at the start of our life, we get the karma in one sustained major dose. So that is what determines how we start off in our life. So our birth, our family, our complexion, our memory, all these are determined at our birth. And so this is determined by our past karma. And similarly, the same applies when a new life comes into our life. Say a child is born. So which parent the child gets, or which parent get what child, that is determined by past karma.
So that child's karma, not your
karma. Both. But karma is a network. Karma is never isolated.
One getting to born to some kind of parents is your past karma.
No.
But somebody is born.
Two karmas intersect. Karma is never isolated. Karma is intersecting. So by the arrangement of nature, things are done in such a way that their karmas overlap. So the child gets a karma by which it gets a particular parent. Child has a particular karma, it gets parents, and the parents have a particular karma by which they get that child. And then both of them, while living together, they either generate more karma or they exhaust their existing karma. So karma is always interaction.
So when it comes to you choose your friends or partners, it is a similar kind of.
Okay, and now when we say also that
when you have a choice,
I understand. When we choose our friends. At that time, see, even karma doesn't determine everything. Karma determines the scope of our choices. The karma doesn't determine our choices itself. That means, say, if I'm born in India, then, okay, in a particular part of India, I have a particular scope in which I can choose my social circle. So, but within that, whom I choose, that's up to me. Even, say, a child is born in the family. A child may take more to the mother, or take more to the father, or take more to a brother or a sister. That can vary. So that is up to the child itself. It also up to that particular, which relative spends, which family member spends more time, which family member is more affectionate.
It varies.
So the point is, we shouldn't think of everything as preordained. So yes, definitely with respect to family member, the scope of the choice is lesser. It's like, say, if a cow is tied to a pole by a rope. Now, some cows may be tied by a very small rope, so its radius of movement is much lesser. But some cows are tied by a long rope, so it can move quite a bit. So like that, with respect to the family in which we are born, their radius of choice is very less. Yes, sometimes it may happen that, say, the parents are very good, but the child becomes a drunkard. Sometimes the parents may be drunkard, but the child grows on to be good. So the scope of free will is always there. But with respect to friends, it's much more. So we can choose our social circle, although the scope might be there. But even within that scope, I can make wise choices. So in general, what happens to us is destiny. How we respond to it is our free will. And our future is determined to some extent by what happens to us, but determined much more by how we respond to it.
This is one short, this one I read.